Okay, today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Gimel, Baba Metzia, daf Gimel, and we started yesterday. Just again, I forgot to mention yesterday, but as we start afresh, we should also express our appreciation and Hakar Satov for the Project Sinai people again, Rabbi Butler and all of his staff that allow us to be Marbitz Torah throughout the world through his efforts and the Magyar's efforts. So Chazak Ve'ematz and. And again, we appreciate all the effort, and if anybody wants to take part in the mitzvah, feel free to sponsor for any type of occasion through the website, projectsinai.org, which you know if you're listening to this. So, says the Gemara Beis Mabei. So we started discussing the sugya of Shaimoks and Batalis, and the Gemara brought up the issue of if two people are arguing about a talis, and one of them bought it, so why don't you just ask, find out from the seller who he has money from. That was the Gemara's Havaminas. The Gemara answered that really he has money from both, and we just don't know. He just doesn't remember who he got it from. Did he get it from who did he get the money from Meiratzon, and who did he get the money from Balkarcha? So in that context, we discuss why should in the Havamina the seller be believed? He's an Eidechad. Eidechad is Naman B'Yisurin, but he's not Naman regarding Dini Mamanus. So we have various answers given. The Ran and Kiddushin expressed that maybe it's a special Takana de Rabbanan. The Shidim and Kubetz is here quoted that maybe you don't really need so much Eidus here because after all, there are people, each of them are saying that they gave the money. So all you need is a Gili Das of which one of them gave the money. And then we mentioned the Shita that Tosfos quotes, and that is the Shita of Eid Misayeya. And that is, we know generally that there is a halacha that an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua, which we're going to have in a few minutes coming up in the Gemara. But the Chiddush of these Rishonim is that, quoted here in the Rush expansively, that an Eid Echad cannot only be Mechayev Shvua, but could also be Poter from a Shvua. Not only if I bring an Eid that says, you owe me $100 and you deny it, you have to pay to counter the Eid Echad, that everybody agrees to. That's a Din D'Oraisa, that's a Gemara. But also, if I have a aid that says, I'm Potter, I don't owe you $100, so that could get me out of the Shvua. Get me out of the Shvua. Eid Echad is Messiah. So where do you know that from? So it says the Rosh here in Simon Gimel. When we diver Rabbeinu Tam Yishlomo, Eid Echad Potter Min HaShvua. Right? And that would relate to our Gemara. That's why the Mocher would be believed, because there will be an Eid Echad, and that he would be an Eid Echad, and that would be enough to prevent the other guy from taking the Shvua. So where do you know that from? So first of all, the Rush says that the Gemara is never machalik. The Gemara says, the kol avonu l'chol chatasu deino kam, of a kamhu l'shvua. He stands up regarding Shvua. So it doesn't say which direction. To be machayev Shvua, to be poter Shvua. That's one. And then the Gemara says, the ode, kal v'chomerhu, eze koach meruba, koach ha-muchzak or koach she'eno muchzak. But then he says, it's a kal v'chomer, which is a stronger strength? The one who is holding the money, the one who is not holding the money. If I am able, have the omer koach ha-muchzak, imkein kal v'chomer hu, says the Rush, so it's a kal v'chomer. Uma k'sha eid misayeh le'mi she'eno muchzak, zokeh k'sha muchzak li shava. If I say, you owe me $100, I cause you to make a shvua, and I'm the weaker party in that story, because I don't have the money, you're the muchzak, and I cause you to make a shvua, then surely if you, the muchzak, have an aid to protect you and defend you, so surely that should be enough to get you out of the shvua. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted here by the Rush, El al-Karchach, Eid Echad, Poter, Min HaShvua, Kishem Shehu, Mechayev Shvua. So that's an important shita. Again, there are various Gemaras for him, against him. We'll have this see a Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Vav, what he does with that Gemara. But again, that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let us now go further, and we will continue. Says the Gemara, where are we up to? So the Gemara first discussed, and I'm... So if he is modeh b'miksas, I'm sorry, modeh b'miksas, and then he brings an eid echad that he's putter from the other half. So that's a confluence of two shua daraisas. We'll see exactly what happens there, because modeh b'miksas itself is mechayev you a shua daraisa, right. And now you bring an eid echad, which is patters you from that shua daraisa. Well, if he patters you from the what if he patters you from the eid echad shua, so would he patter you from the modeh b'miksas shua? I'm not sure. The check. We mentioned it again. The Rambam said that there are three shua daraisas. All the shua daraisas according to the Rambam are nishba v'niftar. That's what the Gemara says. Nishba, I swear and I'm pater. All the shua drabanans are nishba v'notel. I swear and I take. Nishba v'niftar is there are three. Modeh b'miksas, which we're going to come up. I should start. We need about 8 hours for today's daf, because daf gimel, it has about five or six major shasugyas. everyone is, that's Babakama, Babamatsiya, Dav Gimel. But the three Shuah Daraisas are Shuah Modu Mixas. I say that I only owe you 15 out of 100, and I swear on the other half. That comes up on today's daf. And the Shuah is Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad is against me, so I'm going to have to pay. And Shuah's Ha Shomrim. Shuah's Shomrim, I say, an Ones happened, it was stolen. All of those cases are Nishma Benifta. Those are the three Shuah Daraisas. We'll have to see if there's any connection between those three. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara says on the Beis Mabeis, Armish is against Benanas. No, it's like Benanas. Armish is against Sumchis. Sumchis had said that when you have Mamon Besafik Chalkin, you split it without a Shvua. Right? That was the case in Baba Kama, if you remember, that my ox killed your cow, and it's unclear whether my ox killed your calf also. The calf was born, I'm not sure whether it was before or after my ox killed your cow, and that's our argument. You say it was before, so I have to pay you for your calf also. But I say that it was after, it was, you say that it was after, and therefore you killed the calf also. But I say, no, your calf was born before my ox killed your cow. So that's Mamon Amud Basavik Cholkin, says Sumchis. So Gemara says, isn't our Mishnah against Sumchis? Because Sumchis says they split it without a Shvua, and our Gemara says they split it with a Shvua. So the Gemara answered last line that we did, about six lines up from the bottom, no, our Mishnah could even fit it to Sumchis. When did Sumchis say that they each could split it without a Shvua? That's Shema V'Shema. If they're each unclear about their claim. Aval Bari V'Bari Lo Amar. But if they're each clear, like in our case, they're each Shnayim Achzav Atalus, then they're clear, and therefore you'd have to split it with a Shvua. Continues the Gemara now. Ularaba Barav Huna to Amar Sumchas Afilu Bari Ubari, according to Rabba Barav Huna, who says there in Baba Kama that Sumchas would say is din, even in the case of Bari Ubari, even if they're both clear about their claims, Sumchas would say they split it without a Shvua. Michael Amemar, then you're back to our question. Is Sumchas against our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, no. Afilu Tema Sumchas. Our Mishnah could even be according to Sumchas. Ki Amar Sumchas Hecha Deika Drara De Mamona. When does Sumchas say you can split it without a Shvua? When there is Drara de Mamona. Aval Hecha Deleka Drara de Mamona Lo. But if there's no Drara de Mamona, not. What is Drara de Mamona? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says Drara de Mamona means if they stand to lose money. Machasro Mamon. When does Sumchas say that they split it without a Shvua? Drara de Mamona. What does that mean? In that case, somebody's for sure losing money. Meaning the calf was either born before or after. And either the owner of the cow is going to lose money or the owner of the ox is going to lose money. This drored mamona. But here, it's very possible that nobody's losing money. Right? Maybe they picked it up at the same time, we said yesterday. Maybe they were both. It was sold to both of them. So there's no drored mamona, that's the chilek. There's no drored mamona, that's where you'd have to take a shvua. Tosfos says you never find drored. Tosfos is explained by the Ritva. You never find the word drored, that means loss. Lost money, drara de Amona. Drara always means shaychus. Drara always means, does it have to do with money? That's how the Ritva. Tosfos says it here in the little Tosfos Hecha. Pirish, a belotan, oseim yish suffix lebezdin. There is an inherent suffix, says Bezdin, says the Tosfos to Bezdin, even without their claims. The Ritva explains Tosfos to mean, lashon drara ino nimsa b'shum makom b'tal b'min in chisaron, ela shaychus v'ikr mamon. Do they have a connection to this money? Do the parties have a connection to the money? Meaning, even without their claiming, would Bezdin assume that they have a connection to the money? That's what it means here. So, when does Sumchas say that they split it without a Shvuah? Where there is Jorah Mamona. Over there, they each have a claim to the money. Meaning, the owner of the ox has to pay something. The owner of the cow is going to get something. They each have a connection to the money. But here, maybe that's over there. Ika drar de Ramona. But here, leka drar de Ramona, they have no connection to the money without their claiming. If they wouldn't be muksak in it, so then no. So let's go with Rashi's shot because that seems to be simpler in the way of reading the Gemara. So again, what does Rashi say? Sumchis says over there you split it without a shvua when somebody stands to lose. But over here, maybe they're not going to lose, so you split it without a shvua. Says the Gemara, just the opposite would make sense then. V'lav kavachomahu, isn't it the opposite? Uma hasam, if over there, di'ika jorad mamona lamar, di'ika jorad mamona lamar, where they stand to lose, meaning the stakes are higher. So if the stakes are higher, v'ika lamemer kulu lamar, v'ika lamemer kulu lamar, and it's very possible that one of them owns the whole thing, one of them stands to lose, so there, omar sumchas mamona motu basavi cholkin below shvua, if over there where the stakes are higher, sumchas says you could split it without a shvua. So here, hacha, the leka drar de mamona, over here where there is no drar de mamona, meaning it's possible the stakes are lower. Maybe then nobody's going to lose. It's possible that it belongs to both of them. Then surely you should be able to split without a shvua. If where the stakes are higher, you can split without a shvua. So surely where the stakes are lower, split it without a shvua. So again, we're back to the kasha. Isn't sumchis against our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, afilu temu sumchis. No, final answer. Sumchis could fit into our Mishnah that really, me'ikar adin, you're right. There shouldn't be a shvua here. But shvua zu midirabanan. This shvua is midirabanan. He kid Rabbi Yochanan. As Rabbi Yochanan says, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, shvua zu takanas chachamim hi. The shvua in our Mishnah of Shtayim Oksan Batalis is a takana derabanan. Shalo yeh kalechad ve'echad holech ve'tokef betalisa shal chaveiro v'omer shalihu. Right, so that, I don't go over to you. I see you're holding a nice new watch. I see you're holding a nice new thing. I'll go over. Hey, I'll go and grab it. And I'll each one half, and they'll start screaming that, oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Right? So we don't want people to be able to do that. So people won't do that if they have to take an oath. Because as we're going to see many times, people are scared of taking oaths. I know swearing, you know, you're going to swear on the Bible, right? People are scared of it. So that's why they'll steal money, as the Gemara says, we'll have later on. If somebody is chashid amamona, they might not be chashid ashvuasa. They'll steal. Are they going to swear about it? That might not be, psychologically, people might not do that. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, this is the Takana Durabana. The Rishash here says that it's not like this is a new stage of the Gemara, that, oh, Durabana. Earlier, we also thought it was a Durabana, says the Rishash. We also thought in the Havamina that it was a Takana Durabana, but we just weren't sure about the reason. Earlier, we thought the reason for this, El Asaka Dayatach Durabana Teknua Mitam De Mishakri. Originally, we thought that it was purely Yeshua because people lie. Im kein to sumchas nami. The chidesh lo, the reason is specifically, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that people don't go over and grab their other people's property. So it's specifically related to our Mishnah's case and not, let's say, to sumchas' case where they're not grabbing it from each other. Okay, let's continue here. Period. Says the Gemara, Lema masnisan delok Rabbi Yossi. Let's say our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi. Where's Rabbi Yossi? So Rabbi Yossi is in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin later on. So if you think for a Rashi quotes it here, but it's the Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Zayin. What's the case? The case is that two people gave me money to watch for them. Somebody gave me $100 to watch for them, and somebody gave me $200 to watch for them. And then I don't remember who gave me $100 and who gave me $200. And guess what? They both say that they gave me the $200. So what do you do? They both say they gave me the $200, and I don't remember. So the Tanakhama says, no problem, what do? You give them each $100, give them each $100, and the other $100 you leave in Beis Din. The rest, Yehemuna Chachayavu Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi will figure it out for us. Says Rabbi Yossi, if that's the din, Mahifsid Ramai. The liar's not losing anything, because he's getting back his $100, and look, so he didn't get the extra $200. So that's not fair. So you know what Rabbi Yossi says you should do? The only way it's going to be a deterrent is if you leave all 300 until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. So if somebody knows he's going to lose his own 100, he's not going to do that. He's not going to claim the 200, and therefore, that's Rabbi Yossi, whenever you have this machlok, Yehemuna Chachiyavu Eliyahu, all 300. So that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. So says our Gemara now, Lema Mastation to look Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah must be against Rabbi Yossi. Why? Deik Rabbi Yossi, if it's like Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amar im kein mahifsid ramai. What was Rabbi Yossi's svara? If so, meaning that case over there, if you say that they could each get 100 and you just put the extra 100 away, the ramai, the liar, didn't lose anything. Ela ha'kol yei munachat shevo elio. So you have to leave it. So to an our Mishnah. The ramai's not losing anything. I possibly went over to you, grabbed your shirt. Now we're arguing about it. I'm going to get half of it. Great. Wonderful. So wouldn't Rabbi Yossi argue? Rabbi Yossi would say you put the whole shirt in Beis Din. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Elamai Rabbanan. What, the Rabbanan are better? What did the Rabbanan say over there? They each get 100, and then you put the money that's you're not sure about, the extra 100 you put in by Beis Din for Eliyahu. 1 second. Kivan Dami Rabbanan Hashar Yemuna Chachiyav Eliyahu. According to the Rabbanan, they said you put the rest of it, the extra 100, away. So Hanami Kishar Dami Desvekahi. What do you mean? But according to the Rabbanan, our whole shirt is under machlokes. They're arguing about it. So you shouldn't say in our Gemara that you split it with a shvua. It's all a suffig, right? So you should say there too that you, Rashi says, the hasam al mana hasheni heim donim, the elu donim ala talis kula. Here the whole talis is like the extra 100 over there. So therefore you should put it away, even according to the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, 1 second, hi Mai, wait a minute. The Rabbanan, sheet that you could fit into our Mishnah. Why? Hasam devadei haymana dechad minayuhu. Over there, where the mana, this extra 100, definitely belongs to one of the people. So we're not going to split it, because that's definitely not true. Amri Rabbani imunachash yabal yahu. Over there, the extra 100 you put away, because obviously it belongs to one person, and you don't want to split it. But as we said yesterday, here it could very well be they both picked it up at the same time. They both bought it. That's the reason for the chiluk of the Rabbanan. You split it. But if you say that it goes like Rabbi Yossi, then hashta now, if over there, each of them definitely have a claim to 100, right? And yet, that you still, even though it's mistaver to split it, makes sense to split it because they each have 100. You still don't split it. You put it away till Eliyahu Navi comes. Here, where there's a good chance that you shouldn't split it, surely you shouldn't split it. If over there, where it makes sense to split it, you don't split it. So here, where it makes less sense to split it, because it's possible that it belongs to one of them, then surely you shouldn't split it. So isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara answers, no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah convinced Rabbi Yossi. What's the chilek? Hasam vadei ikaramai. There, you for sure have a liar. If you for sure have a liar, you don't want to give him anything. Somebody's lying over there. They both say they gave 200. Hacham yemer ikaramai. But over here, who says that there's any kind of liar? Maybe they both picked it up themselves. Answer one. Answer two, before we reject it, Inami, Hasam, Kanisle, Rabbi Yossi, L'Ramai, Kihechi, Delodi. Over there, putting it away for Elio, Anavi, that is a deterrent. Because if you put it all away, he'll say, oh, I don't want to lose my 100, so I'm not going to do it. Hacha, might say this, Delodi. But over here, what loss is it? What, you can say you put it all away? That's not going to deter him because he didn't have anything in the first place. It wasn't his shirt. He went over and grabbed it. So it says it doesn't make sense just to say put it all away because that's not going to be a deterrent. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Tenach mitzia, as we said yesterday, our Mishnah is really about two cases. By a mitzia where I saw my friend pick something up and then I go pick it up, then fine, that could make sense, mitzia. That I'm not, that could be a, that won't be a deterrent. Mekach u'mekach u'memkar, maikel u'meymar. But by mekach u'memkach, we're just getting one more chair. If you don't want to sit on the couch, we're going to get more chairs. Mekach u'mekach maikel u'meymar. But if by selling and buying it, I do lose, and therefore wouldn't it be a good deterrent in our Mishnah? Ela mechaverta k'dashini meikara. Fine, go back to the first answer. Go back to the first answer, and that is that the difference is vadei ramai or not vadei ramai. Period. Stop there for a minute. Rabbi Chanan asked a question, which we've discussed in the past, and that is, why, what's Eliyahu HaNavi going to tell me? But he's going to clear up the suffix. But he's also an Eid Echad. We're going to make Yehimudach HaTshiyav Eliyahu. Well, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to help me out a lot. Okay, it'll be a great time period. But as Rabbi Chanan, in Kovach Yirin Baba Basra, Simit Tav Reish Mem, right, so how is he going to help? So he has two answers. Number one is, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, if an Eid Echad is believed Bidin Aveda. If you have a lost object, and we're trying to figure out whose it is, just like a Simon works, just like, there are various Eduyos, Rayas that I can bring for an Aveda, so there's an Eid Echad work. So maybe that's a special din by Aveda. So maybe that's what he's referring to. But then he says, no, I think rather not. I think when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, everybody's going to be so inspired by that time period, they're going to be molded to the truth. And then everybody's going to be tzaddikim. And that's what Rabbi Chanan says in Tafresh Mem and Rav Basra. And we haven't mentioned this in a while, so we got to mention it again. Says Rabbi Levi Yisrael Bardishev, why Eliyahu HaNavi? Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? It should be Yehimunach Hashiyavu Moshe. And also similarly, why do we have Teku in the Gemara? We should have Meku. What do you mean Tishbi Yataris Kushis Vabayis Eliyahu HaNavi? Moshe Rabbeinu. He was our greatest Rebbe of all time. So why not Tishbi? Why Tishbi? What does Eliyahu HaNavi have that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have? So the Imabanim Smecha quotes the Kedushas Levi and the Mabit. This is on page Kuf Samach Aleph, Kuf Samach Beis. He says, what's the difference? We know that you can only paskin if you're involved in the generation. If you're alive in the generation, if you're involved. The Chassam Sofer can't paskin on microwaves. Right, because he's not here. Maybe we could use certain of his principles, but somebody who's not involved in the door, who doesn't know the Metzius, then you can't paskin. You can't paskin. You could be the greatest rabbi in the world, but you can't paskin, says the Kedushas Levi. Kishar Neviim Vashovt Machachamim Sharhayu Bedoras HaOvrim V'gam HaAvos VaHashvatim Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Yadu Meinyani Olam Hazeh V'may Shekara Achrei Mosam. Avel Elio Anavi, he's at every bris. Elio Anavi, he's around. He's still today. Umizgal Gankin L'Chachma Yisrael. Right, he goes to, right, what happened? The Gemara says, oh this Amora met Elio Anavi. Right, Elio Anavi, he's taking care of us, even Bizman Hazeh. Because he knows all, he's involved in all the dinim, he knows accounting today, he knows everything, Eliyahu Navi knows. So that's why he's going to be the one that's going to answer all of our shilas. Right? The Eman Smecha obviously uses that to relate to, you can't ask the tzaddikim from 20, 30 years ago about what to think about going to Eretz Yisrael. He says, you got to ask at the Gedolim of today. And I tell you, you know, he says, "Okay, lefizeb is ma'neinu shenasa hashar." Right? We see what happened in the Shoah. Rachman olitzlan v'imakam om lichar b'gola. He says, "Golas is not for a Jew anymore." Pshita de'in lachish l'divrei ha'gedolim shayu neged ha'yishuv l'fneichein. You can't, you know, ask about the Gedolim from the end of the 1800s who were against the Yishuv. Ela ha'halacha ke'ilu ha'gedolim shayu ba'ara Yishuv. Ki hashat tzricha l'kach. Ve'ulai im hayu b'chayim itanu hayu roam matzaveinu gam heim ba'atzmam hayu maskim l'kach. Right, post Balfour Declaration, post all of this. So that's his issue about Yimunach Hashem. He quotes our Gemara. Yimunach Hashem Eliyo. That's right here. Eliyo Anavi and Teku and not Meku. Right, right. And Binyana the Yoma. Yoma Zikaron and Yoma Svot. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Says the, I don't know if Mayor Shapiro had that in mind, but for that, that's the only coincidence. But you know, we could take it. Says the Gemara. Weiter. Bein l'Rabbanan, bein l'Rabbi Yossi. So we just explained the Mishnah. It can fit into the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yossi from that machlokus in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin. But one second. What about the following? Hasam gabi chen v'ani alpinka. So what about the Mishnah in Shavuos, which we related to yesterday? Remember that Mishnah? I went to a storekeeper who I have dealings with, who has fruit, and I said, I owe my workers money. Could you go give fruit to my workers in lieu of my payment? So fine, he took care of it. Then he comes back to me and says, okay, can you pay me for the fruit that I gave them? I pay them. My workers come to me and say, we never got paid with the fruit. So I'm stuck. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah says in Shavuos, they can both swear and get paid from me. The storekeeper could get paid for the fruit that he gave the workers, supposedly, and my workers could get paid because they said they never got paid. So, diktani zenish bevenotel v'zenish bevenotel. That case, it's called chenvani apinkaso, the storekeeper with his notebook. Right, they could each swear and take. So maishna de lo amrita nafkin lamona mi balabayis. I have a simpler solution there. Why don't we say in that case, just take money from the owner, from the balabayis, v'yemuna chashiyav Eliyo, put it away for Eliyo Anavi, to havadi giramai, because there's for sure, somebody's for sure lying there, right? Either the workers got it, or they didn't get it. Either the guy gave the fruit or not. So why don't we leave it? So the Gemara says, no. Amri hasam hainu taima. Why there don't we put it away? Da amr le chen vanila balabayis, because the storekeeper could tell the balabayis, anash lichutza di daka vidna. I did something for you. You told me to give fruit. We have a good relationship. So I listened to you, and I gave the fruit. My isli gabi sachir. I had nothing to do with your workers. I never trusted them. I never had a relationship with them. Afal gab de kamishtavali lo mehemeli b'shvua. Even if they swear to me, I'm not momming them. I have no relationship with them. At hemante, you believed your workers. They're your workers. Delo amrit li besadi havle. You didn't tell me to specifically give it to them in front of witnesses. So therefore, I have nothing to do with them. Leave them out of it. It's between me and you. So therefore, I'm going to swear, and you're going to pay me. V'sachar nami, and the workers as well say, amalei l'balabayis, anoh avdi avitita gaboh. I did work for you. Ma yisli gabi chenveni. What is the storekeeper? I don't have a relationship with him. Avagav de mishtavali lo mamali. Even if they would swear to me, I wouldn't believe them. Hilkach, therefore, both of them halachically have the right to say that the other one has nothing to do with them, only the balabayis has to do with them. Nishba v'notel, so he's stuck. Hilkach, travayu mishtavoi, v'shaklim yibalabayis. They both get to swear and take from the balabayis. Period. Okay, so far we had the Teku Gemaras come up, and now we have a couple of other, again, as I mentioned, major sugyas come up.
That's all well and good, but at the end of the day, someone is swearing and lying.
Correct. At the end of the
whole principle that we had goes out the window in this case.
Well, according to, if you hold that you don't allow a shvua, like we said yesterday from Benanas, right? What would Benanas? The Benanas, they argues. That's where Benanas argues.
Right.
He says that I don't hold him that. Okay. Tani Rebbe Chiya. So now we have Rabbi Chiya. So we have Rabbi Chiya of Dav Gimel in Bava Metzia, and we have Rabbi Chiya of Dav Dalet in Bava Metzia. Today we get to do Rabbi Chiya of Daf Gimel of Bamitziah. Right, there are two Rabbi Chiyas in the first paragraph of Bamitziah. Two important Rabbi Chiyas. So first Rabbi Chiya. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, Manali biyadcha v'alomar ein lecha biyadi klum. You owe me $100 and you say, I owe you nothing. You're kofar bakol. V'ha'edem me'idin ososhiyesh l'chamishim zuz. And what happens? I have witnesses that you owe me 50. I say you owe me 100 and you deny it, and then there are edim that you owe me 50. Right? So this is not exactly the case of Modem Mixas. Modem Mixas is where I admit to half. Here I admitted to nothing. But the witnesses said that I owe you 50. So what's the din there? So this is the din of Rabbi Chiya. Nosin lo chamishim zuvi yishav al ashar. Rabbi Chiya said that's also a case of Modem Mixas. That's also a case where you're going to swear on the other half. Why? Shalotei hodas piv gedola mehados edim mikal vachomer. Why? It's a kal vachomer from Modem Mixas, which we'll have to work out the details of the kal vachomer on Amud Beis a little later. But he says, if you yourself can be mechayev yourself a shvua, if I admit to 50, I have to swear on the other half that I don't owe you, then surely if Edom say I'm chayev 50, what's the kal vachomer? We'll talk about it. Vitana tuna, but Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara says, also our Mishnah is a raya to this din. How is our Mishnah a raya to this din? The following. What's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, they're each saying it's all mine. They're each saying it's all mine. It's as if each of them are screaming at each other, this shirt is mine. But in effect, each of them are holding half the shirt. So if each of them are holding half the shirt, it's as if each of them, it's as if we know that half the shirt belongs to the person. Even though the other person is denying everything, but the Toveya, which is both of them, but the Toveya is really holding on to 50% of it. So it's as if there are Edim on 50%. Says the Gemara, V'yahacha here, kiva the tapis, since each of them are holding half, anan sahadi, literally we are witnesses, but it means it's clear, to my the tapis haidi deyu, my the tapis haidi deyu. Each of them are holding half of it, so it's as if they're each claiming the whole thing from the other, but there are witnesses that each half of this shirt is owned by each of them. So it's just like the case where Edom say that you owe 50. Vikatani yishava. And it says you take a shvua. So that's a raya to Rabbi Chiya. Raya to Rabbi Chiya. So the Gemara is, that's our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, my shalote adas pib gadol me adas Edom mikal vachomer. So what's the svara now? What's the kal vachomer? If a regular case of Modem Mixas where I admit to half, I have to take a shvua on the other half, then surely if Edom do it. So here we go. We're going to have the whole svara of Modem Mixas. Those who did Baba Kama, this came up. You remember this from the end of Baba Kama, from Daf Kuf Zayin and Baba Kama. Same svara. So the Gemara says, Shelo tomar, don't say, hodas pivu derami rachmana shvua alei. Right? Hodas piv, where you admit the hodah of your mouth, that's where the Torah says you take a shvua, specifically, kidaraba, because of Rabba. To Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Bibne ma amar Torah modim mixas atani yishava. Why does the Torah say you have to take a shvua modim mixas? We'll come back to that line soon. Let's just finish up the whole phrase. Why does the Torah say you have to take a shvua if you admit to half on the other half? Chazaka ein adamei espanim bifnei balchobo. Because there's a whole svara. There's a chazaka, there's a halachic assumption that I am not going to lie and be brazen in front of my balchov, in front of somebody who I owe money to. Why not? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, I'm not going to lie in front of somebody who did me a favor. Who did me a favor. If you lend me money, I'm not going to lie in front of you. Tosfos says, no, it just means I'm not going to lie in front of somebody who knows the truth. Right? Nafgamina, Tosfos points out, is pikadon. If you gave me something to watch, would I lie and say I don't have it? Because you know the truth. So according to Tosfos, I wouldn't lie, but you didn't do me a favor. I did you a favor. So according to Rashi, you would lie. That's a nafkamina. Right? This over here, we're talking about milveh, about a loan, but the nafkamina can be pikadon. So machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what does it mean you're not going to lie in front of somebody who knows the truth or in front of somebody who did you a favor? So either way. So really, there's a chazaka that I'm not going to lie in front of somebody who knows the truth. V'hai b'kuli boy de nichpere. So therefore, that's an assumption, so we assume somebody's telling the truth. But really, this guy who owes money, really, might want to deny the whole thing. V'hadol kafri mishum deina demeis panav. But as we said, he's not going to deny it, even though he would want to, because he's not so brazen. V'hai b'kuli de boy de lo delais. Therefore, he should admit to everything. If you say another mayas, he should admit to everything. V'hai de la odi, so why doesn't he admit to everything? If he's not brazen to lie, why doesn't he admit to everything? Ishtamute hudakam ishtamin minei. Because literally he's trying to slide away from the creditor. Why? Savar, he thinks to himself, I don't have all the money right now. So I don't want him to be on my back. Ah, the hobby lizuzi if around Allah. You know what? I'm going to wait till I get the money liquid, and then I'll pay him back. That's why a person would admit to half. I'll admit to some of it, because I'm not going to lie in front of you, right? I'm not so brazen. But I'll admit to part, I'm not going to admit to everything. That's why the Torah comes along and says, Boda mixas, swear about the other half. The Amar Rahmana, Rami Shvu Aleh, the Torah says, throw a Shvu on him, Kehechid Dolo Dile Bekule, so that he admits to everything. Right? That's the whole Svara of Boda mixas. It's a lot, Lechar, it's a low plug, even if we know he's very rich. So that whole svara applies if he admits himself. So aval hadas edim, but let's say Rabbi Chiya's case. Let's say if he didn't admit, but if edim said that he owes half, the lekalamei marhachi, where this whole svara doesn't apply, emalo, maybe you wouldn't say your chayav shvuah on the other half, kamash malan kal vachomer. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chiya, that we have a kal vachomer from admitting yourself to edim. What is the kal vachomer? We'll see in a minute. Let's talk about modim b'miksas for a moment. So going back to the original question. The original question was, why does the Torah say that you should be chayiv, your chayiv shvu on modim b'miksas? What would I have said without the Torah? What should I have said the din would be? What should I have said the din would be? What? Migu what? Oh, so it's, again, the machlokas Rashi Tosis. You should be putter if you admit to 50. Why? So Rashi says, you're doing the guy a favor. The guy says you owe him 100, and he has no raya. If he has a shtar that says you owe him 100, then there's nothing to talk about. You have to pay him 100. So he has no, he goes to you, you pay 100. So you say, no, I owe you 50. You could have denied the whole thing. Right? So look at Rashi. Bottom Rashi. V'lo chashvu kemeshiv aveda l'potra v'lo shlo kafar bakulo. If you return somebody's lost object, right? The Mishnah says in Gittin, and the guy says, thank you very much, but this is only half of my lost object. Where's the other half? Swear to me that you didn't steal it. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, he doesn't have to take a shvuah there. Why? Because you know what? If you make him swear, he's not going to pick it up the next time. Right? So that's why, by Meshav Aved, if he's doing you a favor, so then there's no shvuah involved. So basically, Rashi says, that's the question here. Why doesn't the Torah say that when I admit to you 50, it's like I'm being Meshav Aved? That's the question according to Rashi. The problem with that pshat, ask the Chudu... Is the Pikadon the same thing that what?
I gave you something to watch. If, you're doing me a favor, just like you found.
I'm something. Doing you a favor, but there is a little different. It's not just that I'm purely, you know, by, what, if you're motivated to make sense by Meshav Aveda?
Yeah.
If so you're motivated to make sense, same thing. Yeah, Lachar, the same thing would apply.
Thing.
If you admit because I could just deny that you gave me a picado. Right, also.
And you're doing me a favor.
The issue, I'm doing you a favor, but that relates to the other machlokas about whether you would lie in front of. So maybe it relates to you have to fit in that other machlokas. But that's Shitas Rashi. The problem with Shitas Rashi, the Rishonim already asked, but the Chedushi Arim also asked, is that, one second, that Mishnah in Gittin is in Takana Durabanan. It's a Takana Durabanan that we're not going to make the Meshav Aveda swear because he's not going to pick it up the next time. But Midah Raisa, it's a Modim Mixas. So how could Rashi say that's the question of the Gemara? Why does the Torah say Modim Mixas? You should be Pater because it's like Meshav Aveda. The whole din that you're Pater Meshav Aveda is the Din Durabanan. So Chedushi Arim says, he doesn't say this, but I'm reading into the Chedushi Arim. It has to be, look at Rashi in one letter. V'lo chashvu ki meshav aveda. This isn't a case of meshav aveda, but it's like, it's paralleled after meshav aveda. Says the Chedushi Arim, when Rashi quotes meshav aveda, it's as follows. Once we see that, where did Chazal get meshav aveda from? Chazal must have gotten meshav aveda from the fact that they see whenever a nitva does a favor for a toveya, we're going to have rachmanis on him and not make him swear. That svara could also apply on a daraisa level. You're right, the specific application of Meshav Aveda is at the Kana Drabanan. But that svara could even apply on a daraisa level. But either way, that Shitas Rashi. What's the question of the Gemara? Why should Modu Mixas be Chayiv? You should be Pater because you're Meshav Aveda. The Tosfos here has a little different, what David just said, and that is, no, Modu Mixas should be Pater because of a Migu. Migu that he could have denied everything. Since I could have denied everything, I should believe that I admitted to something. Forget Meshav Aveda. Just the principle of migu, of using a better claim. That is Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the Gemara's answer? Okay. Let's continue. So there's more on Modim Mixas, but we have to continue. So my Kal Vachomer, what exactly is the Kal Vachomer? Again, Rabbi Chiya is based on the Kal Vachomer. What's his Kal Vachomer? If when I admit to half, I'm Chayav Shvu on the other half, so surely if Edom say I'm Chayav half, I'm Chayav Shvu on the other half. What's that Kal Vachomer? So here we go. My Kal Vachomer. Uma Lepiv, if by my, when I admit myself, if when I admit myself, she'ein machayvo mamon, machayvo shvua, if my own mouth cannot be machayev me money, it is machayev me a shvua, edim she'machayev and also mamon, edim which can be machayev me money, to witness to say I owe $100, I have to pay, eino did she'machayev also a shvua, surely they should be able to be machayev me a shvua on modu mixas. So Gemara just says, one second, what was the first day of that Kal v'chomer? If my own admittance cannot be machayev me money, that's not true. Upiv ein machayev mamon? Yes, it can. V'hodos baldin k'me'edim dami. That's the second Shas principle we have today. Hodos bal, what do you mean? If I admit, then I owe you. Hodos baldin k'me'edim dami. So of course I can be machayev myself. So that can't be what the Kal v'chomer means. So the Gemara says, you're right. Okay, my mamon knas. Mamon means knas. That you keep being machayev yourself a knas. And this is the Kal v'chomer. Uma piv she'ein machayev knas. If I cannot be machayev myself knas, when, right, the principle of modeh b'knas pater, if I go to court and say I stole, I don't have to pay kefil, I only have to pay keren. If I go to court and say that I killed your eved, I don't have to pay shloshim, because that's the principle of modeh b'knas pater. That's the third one we could talk about, but we've discussed in the past. Why is that? He's doing tshuva, he's doing us a favor. Either way, so let's go to Kal v'chomer. If I cannot be mechayev myself a knas, mechayev a shvua, but I can be mechayev myself a shvua, modeh b'miksas. So edim shemechayev and also knas. Witnesses that can be mechayev me a knas, ein odin shemechayev and also shvua. Surely they should be powerful enough to be mechayev me a shvua. That's the Kal v'chomer. The big discussion in Hodas Baldin, the Ksos made Hodas Baldin famous. The Ksos in Siman Lama Dalet asks, why is it true that Hodas Baldin can be Edom Dami? If I'm in court and I admit that I owe you $100, is that because of Ne'emanus? That's really true? I doesn't really believe that that's true, that you owe him $100? Or we say, no, it's not Ne'emanus, it's what's called Neder. I have no idea if you really owe him $100, but you're admitting to it? It's like a Neder. Shavi anashi chaticha di surah. You could create your own reality sometimes. So, is it because of a neder, or is it because of ne'emanus? Many nafkaminas given. One of them is, what if, can a person retract on his hodas baldin? You say, no, I was just joking. You know, can he retract? If it's a ne'emanus idea, that is we really believe it, then maybe you can't retract. It's machlokas rishonim here. We're going to get to it later. But if you say that it's just a din of a personal neder, so maybe you could get out of it, just like there are other ways to get out of nedarim. Right, that's one way to say that Hodas Baldin K'me'edim Dami, is it neder and emanus? Do you need a source for it? Is Hodas Baldin a svara, or do you need a source for it? Right, if I would have asked you Hodas Baldin K'me'edim, does it make sense? Or do you need a source? Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Samachay quotes a source for Hodas Baldin, quotes a pasuk. So again, the Akronim say, if it's based on a neder, if it's a neder, so you already have halacha of nedarim. You don't need a separate source. If it's a ne'emanus issue, then maybe you need a separate source. All right, so that's a question in Hodas Baldin, how to understand it. Okay, kivaiter. So that's the Kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, you learn if I cannot be machayev myself a knas, but I can be machayev myself a shvua, then surely witnesses who can be machayev me a knas, they surely should be machayev me a shvua. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Mala piv, I could tell you something, a chumrah about piv, that doesn't apply to Edom, so that would knock out the Kal v'chomer. Malapiv shekin mechayev a karbon. I could be mechayev myself in a karbon, right? We know that at the end of Parshas Vayikra, by Asham, karbon Asham, you only are chayev some of those karbonos if you admit to it yourself, right? If the other Edom say you have to pay Asham gezelos, you have to pay for what you denied, but you're not chayev a karbon. A karbon is only if you admit. So malapiv shekin mechayev a karbon. To remember Edom shayim mechayev also a karbon, right? But Edom are not mechayev you a karbon. Edom cannot be mechayev you a karbon. Fascinating machlokas here in the Rishonim. What happens if I say that I'm mechayev a karbon, and Edom say that I'm not? Right? I say I ate a pita's treif and I'm chayev a karbon. Edom say that I'm not. So the halacha is I can bring a karbon. What about the kohanim are allowed to be makar of that carbon? There are witnesses that say that this is chulin shenishkutu bazara. There are two witnesses that say this is not a carbon. I have a chiyuv to bring because I say I ate treif. So are we going to allow the kohanim? So the Shizbu Kubetz is here has two opinions about that. One opinion is that of course not. Two witnesses say this is not a carbon. The kohanim have no right. They have no right to be makar of this carbon. So this is daraisa, chulin shenishkutu bazara. You're taking a chulin animal, and the other day is like, no. Once unbelieved, even though there are two witnesses that say it's not a carbon, the kohanim have to do it because it's a carbon. So there's a two deus in the Shizu Kabetzas here. What would be the din? Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, so that knocks out the Kal v'chomer, because there's something stronger about me more than Edom. I can be mechayev myself a carbon, and Edom can't. So Gemara says, holo kasha. Rabbi Chiya gra meir sfirli. No, no kasha. Rabbi Chiya is like a Rabbi Meir. Damar Edom mechayev and also carbon Kal v'chomer. No, Rabbi Meir says, witnesses can be mechayev you a carbon. In which case, where's Rabbi Meir tetan? As the Mishnah says in Meseches, krisus. Amru lo shtayim achal d'chelev. Two people come over to me and say, you ate a piece of treif. For who am I lo achal? And he says, no, I didn't. So you have to bring a carbon there? So Rabbi Meir, Mechayiv, Rabbi Meir says, you're chayiv a carbon there, because two witnesses say that you ate treif. Rechavim Pojan, Lecham say, no, he's pater. Amr Rabbi Meir, Meir says, no, it's a kal v'chomer. Im hevi'eo shnayim l'dei misa chamura, lo yivideo l'dei carbon akal. If two people can kill you, they can obviously say that you have to bring a carbon. Two people can say you're chayiv misa. So obviously they can say you're chayiv a carbon. Amr lo, the Rabbanan say, no, no, no. There's a way out here. Ma'im yir salom remezid ha'yisi'i pater. You know what you could say? You're right, I ate treif, but I did it b'mezid. So I'm not chayav a carbon. Right? So what do you know, Adam? You don't know what my kavana was. So the chum say, you're pater a carbon. But what do you see from there? Rabbi Meir Shita is that two witnesses have the power to be chayav you a carbon. So the kavachomer is saved. The kavachomer is rehabilitated.
Only according to Rabbi Meir.
Only according to Rabbi Meir. Right. According, so we would say that Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Meir. That's what we would have to say. Because your abundance is a kavachomer. Correct. Ella, so Gemara says, 1 second, I have another problem. Malapiv shekim achayvo asham. Right, fine, the Rabbi Meir says that witnesses can make you chayv achatos. But witnesses cannot be chayv an asham, can they? An asham, which is the context at the end of Ayikra, right, if you eat shreif, you're chayv achatos. There are only certain averes that you're chayv an asham. So that's only your hodah. So Gemara answers, no, asham hainu karban. Asham and chatos, there's no difference between them. That is a huge sugya. And hopefully we'll talk about that one day. The relationship between a chatas and an asham and an ola. All those karbanas, fascinating discussions. I have reading material on it if anybody is interested. But hopefully we'll talk about that one day. We have no time right now. But that's another major issue. So Gemara says, so Kal v'chomer is saved. So continue. Ela malapiv. Yeah?
Wait, so even according to Rav Meir, then...
See, even according to Rav Meir, you can be chayv you on asham. He would argue on that too. So we have to see what Rav Meir does with that. But the Rishonim say that it's maybe, he would say, Asham is parallel to Chatos in certain cases at least. In certain cases at least, that he would be able to be Mechayev you and Asham. So Gemara says, 1 second, Elamala Pivshkei Mechayev HaChomesh. What about Chomesh? Isn't Chomesh? So Gemara says again, yes, Rav Meir would argue on all of those. Right, the extra 25%, right, that you only pay when you admit yourself. So Gemara says, no, Halokasher, Bechiek Rav Meir Svirlei, Kehechid Mechayev like Karban Mechayev HaChomer, Mechayev HaChomesh Mechayev HaChomer. So Rav Meir would argue in all of those Gemaras that we have that you can be Mechayev yourself with an Asham, with a Chomash, with everything. So far we're saved. So, final blow. Ela ma lapiv shekein eino bachashu bazama. Now we have another problem. When there is something stronger that applies to your own Hodah that does not apply to Edom. If you admit to owing $100, even if Edom come along and say you don't owe it, you still have to pay it. Hodah aspal din kemeya Edom dami. Right, so eino b'hachashu b'azama. Tomar be'edim sheyesh no b'hachashu b'azama. If two witnesses say they owe $100, and you bring two other witnesses that say you don't owe $100, then you're pater. That's trey u'trey. So therefore, you see, there is something stronger about hodas about your own hoda'ah than edim, and therefore that cannot be the source for Rabbi Chiya. This is Rabbi Chiya daf gimel in Bav Metzia. Again, that not only is mod b'mikzas us chayv shvua, but even if witnesses say that you're chayv 50, you're chayv shvua. What's his source? So we originally thought for this vlad that it's a kavachomer from Edim. So we say no good. It's not a kavachomer from Edim. So the Gemara is now going to try a different kavachomer, not from Edim but from Eid Echad. So that next Gemara we'll have to do tomorrow. But just one other point I wanted to mention here, and that is related to the line in the Mishnah from Krisus that was quoted. What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say that if witnesses say I ate treif, I'm pater. Why? Because I could have just said I ate it b'mezid. 1 second, ask Tosvos. We have a principle. Ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. You're not allowed to incriminate yourself. So what do you mean? You could say you ate it b'mezid. Ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. Right, the end of Tosfos Ma, second to last line. V'yim tomar v'heich ne'eman lo b'mezid ha'yisi ha'ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. Kedamar parakam b'tis anedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about if somebody comes to Bezin and says so and so sodomized me. So you're belief to kill him, but you're not believed about yourself. Right, so again, it comes up in many places. You can't say something bad about yourself. So, how does it work here? So there are before we get to the answer, there are various svaras given. Why can you be Mesim Asmo Rasha? Why not? So the sma says in choshe mishpat because a person is karovets al atzmo. A person is related to himself, so you can't be mezim atzmo rasha. The Rambam says. Rambam gives a fascinating in Hilchas Sanhedrin Perak Yud Ches. There are many people that have tiruf hadas. Tiruf hadas. They lose themselves and they basically become masochistic, and they go to Bethan and they say, "I ate treif, whip me." You know, and you never know about these people. He says, "Shem nitrifadaito, shem min ha'amelim mari nefesh, ha'machakim lamus, shem tamid tokim charevus." People who stick swords in their stomach, and mashlichan atzman me'alagagos, and they throw themselves off roofs. Right? Maybe this is one of those guys. So you can't believe him. And finally, the Radvaz on that Rambam, beautiful Radvaz. On the Rambam Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Radvaz says, "Your guf is not your own. Your guf is a pikadot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to take care of it." So you can't say that. You can't be mechayev yourself to be, just like you can't wound yourself, you can't go to Beis Din to ask them to wound you. Right? You're not the Baalam on yourself. So those are all svaras for Einad HaMeisim Asma Rashas. The answer is, so why here could you say, "Hey, I ate it amazing"? So various answers given. Tosus' answer, here he's probably doing tshuva. He doesn't want to bring a karbon lazara that's not a karbon. So when somebody's doing tshuva, then you're allowed to trust him. Where you could assume that he is doing tshuva, then you say Mesim Asma Rasha. The Rashba says in a tshuva, maybe Eidah the Mesim Asma Rasha is only a legal term in terms of Eidos. But in terms of karbonos, in terms of other areas, then you would believe him. And there are other answers as well. This comes up though in tshuva's halacha lamaisa. There's a tshuva of the, there's a tshuva, we don't have time to read it now, but there's a tshuva of the Noda Yehuda. Where Noda Yehuda said there was a man, a chalitz, who did chalitza, right, and then his chalitza got married, had kids, and all of a sudden he comes to Beis Din a few years later and says, "You know what? It was all fake. I'm a lefty, and I did it with my right foot, right, and I'm a lefty, but I thought she was holding back some of the Yerusha. I thought she was holding back some of the money, so I did it, but it was all fake. So she's not a chalitza. So do you believe him? Ain't other mezmat Rasha that he did chalitza wrong." It's a whole tshuva about that. He quotes earlier from tshuvas of the Chavos Yair. The Chavos Yair has a tshuva that a woman is dying, and she says, "You know what? I was mizana, and I really feel bad about it. And you know, I did this and this and this and that." And then she gets better. Is she asura labayla? She asura labayla. Right, and they quote that as a tshuva. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, where it's exactly the same case of a shochet on his deathbed, where the shochet says, "I haven't cleaned my knife in months. All of my meat has been treif." Right, and then he gets better. So forget his own kitchen. What about everybody else who bought the meat? Ain't other meisim atzma rasha. Do you say they're allowed to eat their meat? These are all very important shayos. Achol ma'isa. What are you saying? These are all tshuvas that relate to this principle. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bez Hashem, we will continue Bez Hashem tomorrow.